This turned out to be a much harder question than I'd expected when I came down to it. It wasn't just the writers I like. That would be pretty much all of the writers I read, since for the last shedload of years I've only read books I like. If I don't like a book, I stop reading. You miss out on quite a few experiences with an approach like that, but my reading habits is another topic. The writers who inspire me, that must be a different thing. If we go by the dictionary definition of being inspired, as being filled with the urge to do something, of wanting to go and do, if not absolutely likewise, at least a personal approximation. To come out of the end of a read and want to write. But that didn't really help to narrow the field, since every book I read makes me want to do that. I needed to decide what writers particularly inspired me. Maybe, I thought, I should come at the question less head-on, more sideways. And that was my answer. I am particularly inspired by writers who approach their work ever so slightly sideways. Just a step, not the whole mile. Writers who are playful. I don't mean humorous, though many of them are that as well. I mean, well, a bit weird, a bit cockeyed, ever so slightly skew-whiff, up a creek from the mainstream. But not, hey, look at me, I'm breaking all the rules, because I don't read to look at you. I'm drawn to the words of writers who are playing without being pushed out of that place that enthralled and enthralling writing takes us to. There is a lightness of touch in what these writers do, a lightness that comes from skill and confidence and a singular vision. It's like a dollop of cream on a fine scone. I'm inspired by players with words like Terry Pratchett. He was as highly bred as a hilltop bakery. Or P.G. Wodehouse. There was a snake in his Garden of Eden, a crumpled leaf in his bed of roses, a grain of sand in his spiritual spinach. I am inspired by writers who play with chronology, like Rumour Godden, with her unapologetic leaps from present to past to future, sometimes within a single sentence. I am inspired by writers who play with worlds, like Philip Reeve and his Wheeled Cities, or Douglas Adams and his galaxy-sized trilogy in five parts. I'm inspired by writers who play with swearing, like Josh Whedon in the TV series Firefly, where the characters curse in Chinese. The nerds among us can then find out that someone has sworn, "Holy Mother of God and all her wacky nephews." These are the ones that particularly inspire me. When I am with these slightly sideways writers, they make me, the reader, smile and hug myself. And they make me, the writer, want to get out there too, pen in hand, and play.